It's August 12th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A conspiracy theory popular with fans of Donald Trump has found millions of followers through Facebook. Why is Mark Zuckerberg letting QAnon run amok on his platforms? Meanwhile, five states had elections yesterday, and Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is among those facing a primary challenger. Politics keep happening outside of the Democratic Party veep stakes, but don't worry, we've got the news there too. And lastly, Russia claims to have developed a coronavirus vaccine, but critics are warning that it hasn't gone through full clinical trials.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A new investigation by The Guardian points to the crucial role of Facebook in spreading insane QAnon propaganda around the world. The investigation documented more than 170 QAnon groups, pages, and accounts on Facebook and Instagram. Altogether, they have more than 4.5 million followers in at least 15 countries. That's a whole lot of crazy. The QAnon cult promotes the idea that Donald Trump is a holy force guided by an intricate plan to root out a deep state cabal of child-abusing politicians and celebrities. It almost goes without saying that there's no evidence for any of this, but apparently it does need saying. If anyone should be answering questions about his ties to shadowy sex traffickers, it's Donald Trump. You may remember Trump recently sent well wishes to the late sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is now in custody awaiting trial. While Twitter recently cracked down on QAnon promoters on its platform, Facebook is reportedly allowing these conspiracy theorists to flourish. The largest groups have more than 200,000 members. Facebook says it bans groups that violate its rules, but the company seems to be habitually behind the ball. A Harvard researcher quoted by The Guardian said Facebook needs to proceed carefully. Banning QAnon pages without an explanation may only enforce the paranoid beliefs of adherents. What might help, the expert concluded, would be, quote, factual interventions from conservative media outlets. Good luck putting that together. Let us know how it goes. Elections wrapped up yesterday in Connecticut, Georgia, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. In Georgia's 14th congressional district, there was a Republican primary runoff. One of the candidates, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Her more conventional Republican opponent, John Cowan, trailed far behind Greene in the June primary. Per CNN, Greene won some 40% of the vote in that prior contest, while Cowan received only 21%. If that pattern holds, the up-and-coming congressional QAnon caucus will be adding another member. The highest-profile Democratic primary contest yesterday pit incumbent squad member Ilhan Omar of Minnesota against Anton Melton Mewkes, a lawyer and professional mediator. Despite her popularity across the state and the country, Melton Mewkes has tried to portray Omar as out of touch with the people in her district, and thus turn her celebrity into a disadvantage. The challenger has put together a sizable war chest with the help of donors who don't like Omar's critical position on Israel. Omar has raised more than $4.3 million at last report, while Melton Mewkes raised $4.1 million. Addressing her opponent's criticisms, Omar told ABC News that, quote, even in the face of death threats, I have made it my top priority to be in the community with Minnesotans and listen to them, unquote. Watch for results in the days ahead, or possibly weeks, in the event of a close race.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Russia yesterday announced that it is the first country to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus. Scientists at Moscow's Gamaleya Institute developed and tested the vaccine without large-scale clinical trials, leading global health experts to emphasize caution. But President Vladimir Putin vouched for it and said that one of his two daughters has been given a dose. The vaccine is named Sputnik V, in a reference to Russia's Cold War satellite that kicked off the space race. The United States, China, and other countries are engaged in a race of sorts to develop a coronavirus vaccine, and Russia was clearly keen to declare victory. Last month, the US, Britain, and Canada accused Russian hackers of stealing vaccine research. However thorough the testing was or wasn't, millions of Russians, beginning with frontline workers such as teachers, will receive the vaccine this fall. Doctors could begin receiving the vaccine as early as this month. If the vaccine is faulty, it could cause a number of problems, experts said. Among other things, it could render those inoculated more vulnerable to severe forms of COVID-19, the New York Times reported. Putin said the vaccine will be voluntary. However, coercion is possible if employers in Russia and beyond demand their workers take a drug that hasn't been fully tested. Whether or not it works, vaccine politics is about to get even more weird and hostile.
Then now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Joe Biden picked California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate yesterday in a much-anticipated decision. In a tweet, Biden called Harris, quote, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants, unquote. Harris will become the first Black woman and first Asian American to be nominated for the vice presidency by a major party. Harris's parents are from India and Jamaica. Expect to hear more about this all week. It's not like Biden has much else to talk about. More than 800 students and 40 teachers in Cherokee County, Georgia, were told to quarantine after possible coronavirus exposure. The school district there has been open for less than a week, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Most students have opted to attend in person rather than take online classes, as the quarantined students will now be doing. I'm no expert, but this all seems preventable. A 15-year-old student in Michigan who was placed in juvenile detention for failing to do her homework has been removed from probation. The victory for the student, known as Grace, and her family came after the investigative news website ProPublica took up her case. Grace, who is Black and has ADHD, has reportedly struggled with the abrupt shift to online coursework. Hours after the Seattle City Council voted to cut the police budget by $3 million, the city's police chief, Carmen Best, announced her retirement. In addition to shrinking the force by up to 100 officers, the cuts would have reduced the chief's pay. Socialist City Council member Kashama Sawant voted against the defunding measure, saying it didn't go nearly far enough, according to the Washington Post.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report.